Welcome to the Sportscasters Club Radio Show, where it's all about becoming a better sportscaster and a better sports fan. And now, your host, Rick Schultz.
All right, welcome back to this short little episode of the Sportscasters Club Online Radio Show. There is something that I just have to talk about because it has been great having baseball back. I mean, you've been watching baseball, I'm sure, and it seems like this year one of the big things has been MLB TV, which is awesome. MLB TV, for any baseball fan, it's fantastic because you can watch virtually any game that's on anytime. And I think back to when I was 16, 18, 20 years old, what I would have done to have all those games at my disposal. Heck, I said 16, 10, 12, 15 years old, because I would watch every game. Remember when ESPN came out with their Tuesday, Thursday doubleheaders, Wednesday, nothing better, catch them Sunday, catch the fun, or whatever the tagline was? Because that was when these games from around the country were finally available to us, no matter where we lived. And I can remember watching those doubleheaders and being up at, you know, 1 a.m. on a Tuesday night or a Thursday night, watching the second game of a doubleheader, watching a Dodger game from Los Angeles, and it felt like they were broadcasting just for me. It felt like it was a personal one-on-one opportunity. It felt like I was the only one watching the game. Obviously, I wasn't, but from someone on the East Coast not accustomed to watching, not accustomed to being able to see these games, it was terrific. So that was a breakthrough moment when Baseball Tonight and ESPN and baseball became just a fantastic thing. And I was growing up at the time, so that was great. But the thing that I wanted to mention today is I've been watching a lot of baseball so far this year on the MLB Network. And one of the things that has really become apparent is obviously broadcast teams are dealing with a different dynamic because most of the time they're in a studio, they're in a remote location, they're not traveling with the team, so they're not broadcasting on the scene of the event in many cases. And I'm not going to name names, but sideline reporting has been something we've talked about a lot here on this channel. And we've talked about the role of a sideline reporter. And if you haven't seen that, go back and check out our previous materials, or you can certainly learn more at sportscastersclub.com. But the role of a sideline reporter is basically to bring you closer to the action, to give you an insight into what's happening on the field, what's happening on the court, things that you don't know about, things you can't hear and see because you're not down there. And that's typically the role of a sideline reporter. And one of the big critiques we've always had here on this channel about sideline reporters is oftentimes they turn it into a chance to deliver a prepackaged report, a prepackaged synopsis or story. And to me, that's not at all the proper use of a sideline reporter. To me, the proper use of a sideline reporter is something that's actually going on in the moment. Because if you're going to go to a sideline reporter and have them deliver a prepackaged story about player XYZ, that's something the color analyst should have done, or even the play-by-play analyst if it's on TV. Sometimes they get into a little bit more color. But the sideline reporter should give you something fresh and unique. So these days it's really tough for broadcasters because a lot of them still, and again, I'm not going to name names, but a lot of the sideline reporters still give you that pre-canned story about so-and-so and what they've done to prepare for this season and how they've gotten better and they have a better mental approach this year. But that's not what I need from a sideline reporter. From a sideline reporter, I want to know what's going on down in the dugout. What are players talking about? How is that umpire affecting the game? How are pitchers making an adjustment? How's the weather affecting things down in the field? This is the role of a sideline reporter. So again, this year it's a lot more difficult. But again, not to name names, but I've been watching a lot of games that I haven't in the past, a lot of teams and their broadcasts that I haven't in the past. And there is one particular sideline reporter. And every time they go to her, she delivers a pre-canned presentation. But that's not even the worst part. It gets worse. The worst part is that you can tell she's reading it word for word. So even her emphasis and her enunciation, it's so pre-canned that she's reading it and she wants you to know that this point is really something she's emphasizing. So they're sending it to their sideline reporter who's in a studio, not her fault, but then she goes through this pre-canned script that could have been pre-recorded, and then she sends it back, and it just sounds so fake and so phony, and it completely takes away from the aspect of a game where you don't know what's going to happen. The fact that when you're at a game, it's spontaneous, and it takes the spontaneity right away. And so that has been a big thing that I've noticed. She's not the only one, and I've noticed it with a lot of sideline reporters. And again, some of that is not their fault, because they simply have to report as well as they can from a location that's not the ballpark. But it does certainly illuminate something we've talked about a lot here on this channel, the fact that a sideline reporter has a distinguished role, and they should stick to that role. And elsewhere, you've got color, you've got play-by-play, and then certainly people behind the scenes that have their roles. So see if you notice that when you're watching games on MLB TV. Take a look. Leave me a comment down in the comment section. Let me know what you're seeing, or if you think I'm just, you know, the old stodgy guy saying get off my lawn, because I can certainly fall into that category sometimes as well, too. So hope you found this helpful. I wonder if you're seeing the same thing that I'm seeing. So like this show, share it. We appreciate everyone who has already, and we'll catch you next time.
Thanks for listening to the Sportscasters Club radio show at sportscastersclub.com. Don't forget to subscribe so you will never miss an episode. And thanks for liking, sharing, posting reviews, and spreading the word.